AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is a Matt McNeil show on a chock full of news day. That's indeed. Matt, Sam here today. We have got for you to start off the show. I want to make sure what I tried to do is I contacted all the campaigns. Well, the campaigns are still going. There were seven of them as of Friday. I contacted all the campaigns and let them know that I'm going to do a surrogate day where I'm going to allow the individual, as we've got Super Tuesday tomorrow here in the state of Minnesota, the presidential primary. We're going to have we wanted to give people who are, you know, the campaigns a chance to make a pitch. I put it out to every campaign. I heard back from two. In a little bit, we'll hear from the Bernie Sanders campaign. But starting us off right now, it is my absolute pleasure to welcome to the show the Minneapolis City Council President, Lisa Bender. She is an advocate for Elizabeth Warren, and she's kind enough to take some time to talk about Elizabeth Warren and why she feels you should vote for her tomorrow. Lisa, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you for talking about this before tomorrow's primary. I really hope folks are paying attention and are able to get out and vote tomorrow.
And I appreciate your time as well. And once again, if you don't mind me, this is not taking down a campaign or tough questions. This is about having people on from the campaigns to talk about why they should vote for that individual candidate. So before anyone gives me you didn't go after this person, that's not what I'm looking at this as. So I just gave everyone an equal opportunity, and that's what I'm going to give them. So I want to start off with Lisa, with you. Just what about Elizabeth Warren appealed to you when she said, I'm going to run for president?
Well, you know, I've been a real admirer of Senator Warren since before she declared her candidacy for president. And although I was a Bernie Sanders supporter last time, I was someone who was kind of watching and waiting to see if she would run last time around. So I was so excited when she jumped in and declared her candidacy early on, giving herself a lot of time to make the case and talk to voters. There's so many things I appreciate about Elizabeth, but I think her true joy in talking about how government can help make people's lives better is so authentic. And she is so passionate about getting people involved, helping, you know, kind of communicate things that can be really bureaucratic or seem so kind of theoretical sometimes, to talk about it in a way that really connects big issues to our day-to-day lives. And then kind of on a personal note, you know, I'm a city council member in Minneapolis. I see day in and day out how much the federal government's current policies are hurting our constituents, our local communities. And as a person, I'm a mom, I'm a cancer survivor, and I really want someone in the White House who's fighting for my family, who's fighting for us all to have equal access to healthcare and protection if something goes wrong, like it did for me in my early 30s, very unexpectedly. I really trust her to be honest about the challenges ahead and to chart a clear path toward making change.
Is there any specific issue that Senator Warren put out here that really resonates with you specifically?
Yeah, like I said, I was diagnosed with breast cancer when I was in my early 30s, and I was pregnant at the time. And this was early on when Obamacare had first passed and was extending healthcare for folks like me who had found myself now with a pre-existing condition, in a time where I was potentially going to lose my health insurance. And so her commitment to getting everyone covered and her clarity about how her plan will phase in over time in a realistic way, in a strategic way, I really appreciate. I know she's been criticized for having a really clear and incremental and specific plan, but I appreciate that about her very much, as well as her honesty about the real barriers. I think another example of that is when she's asked about climate change, and when she talks about climate change, she talks about how her first priority is to do reform to make sure that the filibuster isn't blocking all of the meaningful reform that's coming forward around climate change. Mm-hmm. So she's connecting issues that maybe don't seem at first blush connected, but are the real root of what we need to do to make change.
Well, and I'll make the point here. I mean, she had a front row seat for what McConnell has done. And the reality is nothing sickens me more than Democrats who are like, now that the filibuster is basically been nullified by the Republicans, Democrats who feel as if there's some false Mr. Smith goes to Washington mentality that we have to install it again just so we can tie our hands behind our back if, God forbid, we have, I don't know, a Democratic Senate, a Democratic House, and a Democratic presidency. So, I mean, it just I appreciate that because I think that we have to play by the rules that are being established by the Republicans, not a completely different set of rules that make things more difficult for the Democrats.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
The path here, Elizabeth Warren does have a path. She needs to, you know, really kind of have a good day tomorrow. She, of course, there's some bragging rights for you guys of the state fair. She, Elizabeth Warren, was the top pick at the DFL booth out there. The polling has been a little less, positive necessarily, but she does have a path here. Talk about, you know, trying to achieve that path, the ground game that you're seeing here on the ground in Minnesota, and how you feel as if she's going to be able to accomplish that tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I think she has multiple paths to winning the presidency. And I would really encourage people to, you know, follow their gut, follow their heart, follow their brain, you know, however works, but to really truly pick the person that you both, you know, most want you representing you as the president of the United States. I think we've seen a lot of unpredictability and change during this campaign season. And so I think trying to predict what's going to happen or choosing your vote based on, you know, what you think might happen or what a poll said or what the markets are saying today, you know, really removed all of our opportunity to have our voice heard. And I think, you know, I think to be frank, Senator Warren's campaign has suffered a bit from people kind of talking themselves out of supporting the person who would be their first choice if they just thought about who they thought would make the best president. But I think she has, a lot of leverage here. She has a path to victory. Folks in Minnesota have been to conventions before. It's certainly not the same at the presidential level as the Ward 10 city council convention or the DFL congressional conventions, but we've seen firsthand how it works. If a candidate doesn't come in with the threshold needed to win on the first ballot, there's often a lot of moving pieces. I myself did not have the highest number of votes on the first ballot at the convention where I was endorsed for city council. Again, obviously more simple than the presidential one, but that's kind of where, you know, the idea of ranked choice voting comes in, or the idea of having someone who is has a lot of support and is also a very clear second choice for a lot of candidates. And I hope folks who were supporting Mayor Pete or Senator Klobuchar will take a look at Elizabeth very seriously today ahead of Super Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'm confident that she has a path, and I think, again, people should really choose the candidate they think is best going to serve us.
Once again,
White House.
Once again, it's Surrogates Day here on AM 950. We're talking with an advocate here for Elizabeth Warren's campaign, Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender. Lisa, it's you know, yes, the presidency is a tough seat to get, and there's a lot of work that needs to be involved there. But we are also looking at the down ticket draft that happens here. We need to pick up the Senate for the Democrats. It's attainable this year. The House, we need to maintain the Democratic lead, if not increase that, as well as then also you're looking at a lot of state races down the line, which with the census coming in here, there's a lot at play here. Do we want another 10 years of gerrymandered seats? Once again, 2010, Democrats just did not show up for whatever reason. Now we have a chance to fix that problem. Talk about Elizabeth Warren's plan to not only win that White House, but as well flip that Senate, hold the Democratic majorities, and help the Democrats in the individual states.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so exciting for me to see so many people getting involved in this presidential primary. I think there's a lot of interest and momentum. I think the Warren campaign in particular is well situated to support candidates across the country. The down ballot tickets, she's a popular candidate. I think she's someone who, like I said, even if she wasn't someone's first choice, is a clear second choice for a lot of folks and is an appealing candidate to have at the top of the ticket. I think she appeals to a wide swath of voters and can resonate in a lot of different parts of the country. And I think that's the kind of candidate we want to have at the top of the ticket.
Well, Super Tuesday, it's a lot of states going on. Of course, Minnesota is included here. And Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender, you've advocated very well for Elizabeth Warren. It'll be interesting to see if she can continue that momentum she had last that summer, get Minnesota. I think Massachusetts is looking solid for her, but it'll be interesting to see how she does down the rest of the line. Needless to say, I appreciate the time today. Thank you very much for being an advocate for Elizabeth Warren.
Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender talking about Elizabeth Warren. Now, we're going to take a break here. When we do come back, hopefully we will be talking to an advocate for the Bernie Sanders campaign. That hopefully will come up here in just a moment. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Finding the right lawyer is incredibly stressful. It can be tough to know even where to start. Don't just run an internet search for an attorney. Start with the Minnesota Lawyer Referral and Information Service, an enhanced program of the Hennepin and Ramsey County Bar Associations. They'll connect you with over 200 thoroughly vetted, qualified attorneys practicing in over 50 areas of law. Call 612-752-6699 or go to mnlawyerreferral.org. The right call for the right lawyer.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chushka, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and Native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan LLP, dedicated to redefining excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
With the warmer weather coming, it's time to get that new Toyota vehicle you've wanted at Rudy Luther Toyota. Everyone loves the RAV4, and Rudy Luther has both the hot-selling 2020 RAV4 and the wildly popular RAV4 Hybrid. Both have inspiring design, intuitive technology, and smart style, and Rudy Luther has 250 available. And test drive the completely redesigned Highlander. Discover more quality for family time with the refined interior and the striking exterior. Stop by Rudy Luther Toyota today, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
Tom Hartman here letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
You know how it is with vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, then you throw them away, right? Well, not necessarily. Often, fixing your vacuum can be cheaper than replacing it. Ever heard of A1 Vacuum in Roseville? They offer free estimates. So if you wish your vacuum worked like new again, drop by. A1 Vacuum is ready to help clean up your vacuum cleaner act. Find us at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Once again, I put out feelers to every political campaign back when we had more than we have right now. And I offered each one time. The two that I heard back from, I've welcomed on the air. And this is, once again, this is not about a gotcha. I'm not trying to trip anyone up. This is about, we got Super Tuesday here tomorrow. I'm going to let advocates for the campaigns talk about their candidate. Once again, you just heard a little earlier, advocate Lisa Bender talking about the Elizabeth Warren campaign. Kind enough to join us right now is Jeff Weaver, a Democratic political advisor, currently a senior advisor to the Senator Bernie Sanders 2020 presidential campaign. He worked for Sanders in the 2016 election cycle, as well as also Weaver served as the president of Our Revolution, a nonprofit established by Sanders. Prior to the presidential run, Weaver was Sanders' chief of staff and congressional campaign manager, and he is the owner of Victory Comics, a comic book store in Fall Church, Virginia. I look forward to the new X-Men titles. Joining us is Jeff Weaver, kind enough to take some time to talk about Bernie Sanders. Mr. Weaver, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Well, happy to be here, and I appreciate the plug.
No problem. It's a good series. That's a good series. All right. Now, let's talk about Bernie Sanders. I'm going to ask you basically kind of the same exact questions. First of all, what exactly drew you the first time to Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, my story with Bernie Sanders goes back a long ways to 1986. I lived and grew up in northern Vermont, and I was a student at Boston University at the time and was expelled for anti-apartheid protesting. Went back to Vermont, and Bernie Sanders was then mayor of Burlington, Vermont. He was running for governor, and I became his driver in that race and was hooked ever since. You know, he's the guy who speaks truth to power. He says what he thinks. You know, some people are uncomfortable with that, but you always know what side he's on, and he's always stood with working people. And, you know, that has caused me to – I've worked basically all my entire adult life with him.
Yeah, I mean, how many years was this?
Well, 1986, so you can do the math. A long time.
Well, indeed it is. Is there a specific issue that you just – you know, that's right in the wheelhouse. That's the one for you with Bernie that you say, you know what, that's it right there.
Yeah, well, you know, Bernie likes the little guy and gal. You know, when people are in trouble, you know, Bernie Sanders wants to help them. And, so he has a great amount of compassion. And, you know, people see him on stage as somebody, you know, giving these speeches, you know, speaking passionately about the issues. But in his heart, Bernie Sanders has incredible compassion for people one-on-one. And, you know, I've been in a lot of one-on-one meetings with him where he really connects with folks. And, you know, that's kind of sincerity you don't really find in politics, frankly, in my view.
Some of his, you know, you can't deny that the impact he's had to the Democrats, he has started pulling them back from that moderate side. You have seen that the fact that, you know, we saw it in 2018. What was the one major issue that helped Democrats across the country? Healthcare. And this idea is that this idea that healthcare for the masses, you know, funded by the government. By the way, I was stationed in Germany. I saw it over there. It works great. But that's something that's unattainable here. You know, in Minnesota as well, we've had these issues where it's, you know, that we have emergency insulin that the Republicans are stopping, even though it's clear that we have a problem with the cost of consumer health care prices. It really is the signature issue that he's brought to the table. And I think that no matter what, I think this country is definitely headed for a much better health care system thanks to Bernie Sanders.
Well, I think that's true. The question is how fast we get there. And for, you know, I have a type 1 diabetic son, so I know about the cost of insulin. You know, for folks who need help now, who, you know, can't afford their medications, which is a lot of folks, people, you know, 500,000 people every year go bankrupt because of medical expenses. You know, a lot of people have insurance, but they can't afford to go to the doctor because they got a $5,000 deductible. You know, for those folks, help can't come too soon. You know, it's one thing to say that, you know, the country over time will be better off, but there are real people who need real help right now. And that's not going to happen without Bernie Sanders in the White House.
Jeff Weaver is joining us right now. He's a senior advisor to Senator Bernie Sanders' 2020 presidential campaign, advocating for the senator for Super Tuesday tomorrow. Talk about Super Tuesday a little bit here. Obviously, Senator Sanders is one of the front runners for sure, if not the front runner on the Democratic side. And we've got a big day. I know California, you guys have put a lot of people have been paying attention. You're looking like a big win in California. You're holding your own in a lot of other states tomorrow. Talk about the ground game and how you've been activating the supporters as you're looking at Super Tuesday.
Yeah, well, we have, you know, tens and tens of thousands of folks all across this country who are knocking on doors, who are making phone calls, who are texting folks, who are speaking to their friends and family members. You know, and it's that grassroots strength which is really fundamental to Bernie Sanders' success. You know, Super Tuesday is coming up, but we are doing, I think, very well in California. I'm out here right now. But, you know, tomorrow is all about the delegates and coming out with a delegate lead. You know, so many delegates are being chosen tomorrow. And, you know, the folks in Minnesota were very kind to the senator back in 2016. And I would ask folks to, you know, to consider him again. It looks like Joe Biden is shaping up to be the other front runner in this match. And, you know, folks, you know, in Minnesota will know Trump almost won Minnesota last time. Won Wisconsin, he won Michigan, he won Pennsylvania, and that's why we lost the White House in 2016. And, you know, Joe Biden's record on trade agreements, he's voted for every job-gutting trade agreement that's come down the pike, and voters in those states are going to remember that in November. You know, choosing Joe Biden as a nominee in that part of the country is a very, very risky play.
I'm hesitant. I mean, I, if you don't mind, I want to mainly focus on Bernie, and it's necessary because we can bash on other campaigns all day long.
It's not about bashing. You know, it's not a question of bashing. It's just a question of talking about Bernie's the electability of Bernie versus some of the other choices.
And his labor record. You know, Bernie Sanders has been a very, very pro union, pro good wages, pro good jobs guy. We can definitely say that.
Absolutely, 100%.
I want to talk as well about the larger games plan here. I mean, you really do have a path here to the presidential nomination. But once again, with the presidency in that race, there comes a lot more than that. We have a Senate that we need to flip. We have a House we'd love to have a few extra seats in. And as well, I think the more important thing is down ticket. We have to look at the states. I mean, 2010, Democrats just did not show up for the election, and the census was able to basically be, you know, mutilated by the Republicans into a gerrymandered country. We have a chance to fix that. Talk about the game plan as far as getting that Senate flipped to the Democrats, getting a larger majority in the House, and then working with the state parties to get Democratic majorities in some of these, you know, state legislative bodies.
Well, as you pointed out, you know, the key to success down ballot for Democrats is turnout. And having a candidate at the top of the ticket who will excite groups of voters who might not otherwise participate is key to making sure that we win down ballot. So you saw in 2010, we obviously had a big issue. Folks didn't come out. They were demoralized. You know, Bernie Sanders excites young people who don't often vote in large numbers, but will if they are inspired by a candidate, as we saw with Barack Obama in 2008. Bernie Sanders is that candidate. Bernie Sanders, as you may know, all across the country is winning overwhelmingly with Latino voters. Latino voters tend not to vote in as large numbers as they should. That's another group of folks who will be excited by a Bernie Sanders candidacy. And there are lots and lots of blue-collar workers of all races who voted for Obama twice and then voted for Donald Trump. Those voters, also Bernie Sanders also appeals to those voters. So in each of those key constituencies that we would need to have a big turnout and help not just Bernie but people down ballot, Bernie Sanders is the candidate who brings those voters out. And we've got to be very clear that, you know, we need somebody who is going to provide that kind of excitement and inspiration at the top of the ticket.
This is not endorsement. This is just observational. You cannot deny the fact that the Latino vote turning out for Bernie Sanders puts Arizona, Texas, Florida all into play. And that's something when you are looking at that game plan, that's something that I think that people have to appreciate is the fact that there are states which were not Democratic states with the appeal that Bernie Sanders has with Latino voters clearly can put some of these states into play.
No, that's right. So you've got two things. You've got incredible strength by Bernie Sanders and the quote unquote blue wall, which is, you know, Wisconsin, Michigan and Pennsylvania. In fact, you know, in 2018, you know, it's funny, Joe Biden says he can run around and campaign for people anywhere. You know, in 2018, the gubernatorial candidates in both Wisconsin and Michigan wanted Bernie Sanders to campaign with them in the general election, not in the primary, in the general election, because they know the incredible strength he has among workers in that part of the country. And as you pointed out, you know, this increased turnout by Latinos and activism by Latinos really does turn the map upside down. So, you know, in many ways, folks are trapped in old paradigms, and Bernie Sanders really does flip things on its head in terms of where we can fight.
Bernie's in town in Minnesota tonight, right?
He sure is. Absolutely. Yep. But he's campaigning all over the country. He's holding 2, 3, 4 rallies a day, flying around. Again, as I said, you know, Minnesota was very kind to him last time. We would hope folks would take a look at him again. You know, it sounds like your home state senator is leaving the race. And so, you know, folks who were supporting Senator Klobuchar, we would hope that you would take a look at Senator Sanders.
By all means, Jeff Weaver, first of all, I appreciate the time. All my best to your candidate tomorrow. We'll see how things go. And I imagine we'll be seeing you and Senator Sanders working all the way through June for sure. That's pretty much undeniable at this point.
Guaranteed. Thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Jeff Weaver, Democratic political advisor to Senator Sanders' 2020 presidential campaign, kind enough to join us. Now, once again, I open the door to every campaign. If you are a Biden supporter or a Bloomberg supporter, and I'm not going to include the rest because they're all gone. Well, and Tulsi's out there, but, you know, it's the reality is I offered it. I would have the same exact interview with a Biden surrogate or with a Bloomberg surrogate. They never got back in touch with me. So that was the point of this. We got Super Tuesday tomorrow. I wanted to try to get as many of the people to talk from the campaign. I didn't have listeners call in and talk about, hey, this person's great. No, this is from the campaign or people who are their what I would call defined surrogates, like the Lisa Bender, the president of the Minneapolis City Council. That is what the point is. The other thing is that, Matt, why did you let them go? Why didn't you challenge them on this? Because that's not why I'm having them on the air. it's not my job to try to tell people. Did you hear me go after him? And I almost went after him again when he went after Biden again. Don't tell me why I shouldn't vote for someone else. Tell me why I should vote for you. That's why I'm giving you the platform. Tell me why I should vote for you. My job here is not to take Elizabeth Warren and try to ruin her chances in Minnesota, or Bernie Sanders and try to ruin his chances in Minnesota. My job is to basically give an outlet. You know, this is a megaphone, and let the people decide. Educate yourself, okay? I would love to have the Biden people on. I'd love to have the Bloomberg people on. Tulsi? Fine. But, you know, that's where we're at. And I want to make sure I say that. Now, when I do come back, we got to talk about Klobuchar. I also definitely want to talk about the process, because there's a lot of people on the Democratic side that don't seem to understand. I don't know. How do you not understand how this process works? I'll talk about that when I come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. I'm an idealist working to change the world. My show, Ellie 2.0 Radio, highlights other past and present idealists and the incredible things humans can do when we work for the greater good. You remember that idea about the greater good, right? I've got a vision of a better world where everyone has a place at the table. Listen every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and be inspired on AM 950.
Hackers, ransomware, security breaches. As I speak, cyber criminals are stepping up their attacks on businesses like yours. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld of Rimark. Rimark has the expertise and experience necessary to navigate your company to safe water. We launch our process with a network security assessment. We'll uncover the hidden threats to your business and provide you with a map to peace of mind. And it's free. Call 651-328-8900 or go to RimarkIT.com to schedule your free security assessment today.
You want a fast way to save hundreds of dollars? It's easy with Rudy Luther Toyota. Start with the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores, as well as discounted car washes. Plus, Rudy Luther offers 2 years of maintenance included with every new Toyota purchase. And remember, Rudy Luther Toyota wants to buy your cars and trucks, paying you top dollar. Find out how much you can save by visiting Rudy Luther Toyota today, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years' experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. And Hazel's Northeast Indeed, eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Try their breakfast. Fantastic breakfast out there. Oh, love that breakfast. It's 29th and Johnson, Northeast Minneapolis. Northeast. It is the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Amy Klobuchar has officially ended her campaign to be president. Now, I know there's a lot of Amy supporters who are angry at me. I strive just to be observational and factual when it comes to this. Sam, do you have any idea who I'm going to vote for tomorrow in the presidential primary?
No, I really don't, actually.
Shocker, it's Tulsi. No, it's not. No, I can negate that. it's not Tulsi. But I try not to tell you who to vote for. I don't tell you, it's like, hey, say this. I mean, and with all due respect to Steph, I mean, Stephanie Miller on the early days, she wears her allegiances on her sleeve. And she tries to use the power of her show to try to drive people to certain candidates. That's just the way she is. I don't feel it's my job. You're intelligent people. For God's sakes, make your own choice. Don't expect me. I'm a trained chimp. Do not expect me to make your choices for you, okay? I have a hard enough time making the own choices in this world. That being said, I try to be factual. I try to be observational. I am a you know, I'm not going to say, you know, deny it. I am a political nut sometimes. I really do enjoy politics. And I, you know, it really does, you know, I find it to be fascinating. Today I was up on 538. They have this amazing little device where you can add in and, you know, go through Super Tuesday, kind of like an NFL football picks thing. And, you know, click on who wins each state. And you, I mean, I was doing that for an hour. What happens if Biden wins Texas? What happens if Bernie wins Tennessee? You know, I was having a blast with that. And by the way, what was fun was there were scenarios I was coming up with where the computer, oh, that's not going to happen. The computer was like, no, our algorithm, no, we're going to just stop you right there. Don't, nope, no any further.
Tulsi winning the nomination.
It's Klobuchar trying to win three states. I'm trying to have Klobuchar win three states. All right. Henceforth, this was before Klobuchar pulled out. I was doing that. Here's the deal. Amy Klobuchar's path to the presidency, frankly, ended in Iowa. She had to, I mean, if you are going to be that person who is, I'm the neighbor, vote for me in the neighbor, you've got to do better than third or fourth. Especially when you already know New Hampshire's a loss. And she didn't. And she won a few counties down there on the southern border, which was really kind of interesting. But on the northern border, I mean, she won. And eventually when we get the results from Iowa, you know, sometime in the next millennium, we'll see exactly where she fell out. But then she had to, regardless, you had to score a top two finish in Nevada. You had to. And you had that good debate performance in New Hampshire. You did well there, and it just could not materialize. And you are in a conservative state in South Carolina. And you know Biden just mopped the floor, and you finished behind Steyer, that guy Tom. You finished behind Tom with the plaid tie. I understand it's heartbreaking. I understand there's a lot of people that had hopes and dreams, but the reality is the road that you had to the White House pretty much almost closed completely after Iowa, but definitively closed after Nevada. And you staying in the race at this point was – you were bleeding. You weren't going to win South Carolina. And do you know the truth is I'm glad you pulled out before tomorrow, because you want to know the truth is I would feel pretty bad if I was the local cat. I mean, take a look at Bernie out there. He's going to win Vermont tomorrow by a mile. He took New Hampshire a lot there. He'll probably do very well in Maine, and you know the impact he'll have in New York is we'll have to see. But he wins his state and his surrounding states. I don't want to see you finish, God forbid, third or maybe even fourth in your own home state, which is a viable potential. You could have finished fourth. And I didn't want to see that. You're better than that. You don't deserve that. But that's what you're playing right now. And the game, I'm glad you saw this before tomorrow. Now, once again, I know Amy Klobuchar, some people are, Matt, you've always hated her. No, I've not. I actually interviewed her once. A long time ago, I put offers on the table for her to come on this station and, you know, or have her advocates here. We had her advocates at Blue State Ball. It would have been nice, but the reality is I don't blow smoke up people's cabooses just to try to make them feel good. I don't. And I know that some people, I don't want to. No, she lost a good chunk of her window, a path to the White House in Iowa, and it completely closed after Nevada. And that's not that. That's just there's no there there. There was no there there. I'm glad she didn't go through tomorrow as a candidate. She did throw her full support behind Joe Biden, which is – this is where this is going to get interesting. Now, I'll get back to this in a second because I've got to talk a little bit about some of the comments I saw this morning from Bernie fans after Buttigieg decided to leave and it was pledging his support towards Joe Biden. I'll get to that in a second. But Julie is in Minneapolis. She wanted to chime in today. Hi, Julie.
Hi. One quick thing I forgot to mention to the screener. I've always been an Elizabeth Warren fan since I first saw her, you know, when she replaced Edward Kennedy. I just thought she was terrific. But I won't be voting tomorrow because I do not want my information shared with the Republican Party. You know, it isn't just the important people around town who are celebs that don't want it shared. A lot of us ordinary people don't want it shared either. So I hope somebody brings a successful lawsuit so they don't pull this on us in November. I would just say about Amy Klobuchar, I remember reading the paper like 5 days ago. She's supposed to win by 20 points. How ridiculous. As I drive around Southeast Minneapolis anyway, the other day I saw 4 Warren signs, 3 Bernie signs, and the richest guy in the neighborhood just put up a Bloomberg sign.
Well, Julie, really quick, let me bring in Fox 9 this morning. I'm watching Fox 9 as I'm running at the Y, and what was it? Warren, Bernie, Bloomberg, Warren, Bernie, Bloomberg, Biden, Warren, Bernie, Bloomberg. That's all I saw. Not one Klobuchar ad. And I get it. I mean, I think the mentality I think the mentality she had is, well, we'll have to let Minnesota hopefully just come home to the home state candidate. But the reality is that, yeah, it was she was badly getting outspent in this state.
I got to tell you something, though, Matt. I dread the idea of her going to the administration because – what if we get a Republican senator? So That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. No, I, first of all, Walz would appoint the senator until a special election. So that'd be, I'm presuming he'd appoint a Democrat. Hopefully he won't do that thing with the 70s where he appoints himself. No, I think he would appoint a Democrat to that position. And then that would give them a leg up on the race, although we'll have to see how things go. But no, I hope she stays in the Senate. I think she's a good senator. There are definitely some things I disagree with her about. The mining thing, for God's sakes, get off sulfide mining. You don't want to ruin the Boundary Waters canoe era. And, just because gee willikers, golly gosh, those guys lied to me about the safety. No, it was on you if you push it through. And also the listing of wolves, stop that. No. The reality is I think you do well representing a state which is more Democrat than Republican, but has a lot of Republicans in it. And even in Republican counties, you do really well. I mean, if you run for Senate again, when's that next race? Is that 2024 for her? I think it is. I think it's 2024. I'll call it right now. Amy Klobuchar is going to win that race. Early results for the 2024 Minnesota Senate race. Here you go. All right. So let me step back. This game is played with very specific rules. Politics always are. And I'm glad they got rid of the crap with the superdelegates. I am. But once again, I'm a math guy. I like numbers. You look at 2016, where did Bernie lose 2016? He lost this 2016 in the southeastern United States. He got blown out in all those states. We saw it with Biden on Saturday in South Carolina. Look how many delegates he got out of South Carolina because he won by 30 points. He had an overwhelming majority there. And he gets a lot of the delegates. You will see that for Bernie in California. Right now, I think Bernie is going to win California by 20, maybe 30 points. That would be huge. And give him a pretty substantial number of delegates. So, 2016, he lost some states so badly that the barely beating Hillary Clinton in a caucus in Wyoming, or that doesn't help you. That you were losing because it was a war of attrition. The same rules somewhat apply, that you got to get to the delegates. And it's not winner take all with delegates. Delegates get allotted, determined on how many votes people get. I did dink around today with this. And by the way, let me one thing before I go back to the thing on 538. When Pete Buttigieg leaves, now delegates can choose not to go with his recommendation, but he is very specifically saying, if you're a delegate for me, if you supported me, I want you to support Joe Biden, which means most of his delegates are going to go to Joe Biden, which, by the way, with that delegate count, puts him ahead after South Carolina, ahead of Bernie Sanders. It does. If those delegates all go to Biden and the handful of delegates that came from Klobuchar go to Biden, you know, he's now ahead in the delegate count, making tomorrow very interesting. That's not it's not like when Buttigieg decides he's not going to run anymore. We take his delegates out back and put bullets in their heads and they're done. Those delegates still exist. There's a reason why for the last 7 months I have been telling Bernie supporters, you sure you want to go with the scorched earth policy? Because you're going to need some of these guys to win. And I get back, Matt, you just hate Bernie. You're like, listen, it's an observation. You cannot win this unless you're an overwhelming candidate by yourself. And basically flipping off the rest of the Democratic field is not going to help you that much. You get more bees with honey than vinegar. That's the rule. I've been putting numbers in. Biden is much more of a challenger than people want to acknowledge. Texas is leaning Biden right now. California is leading Bernie. And trust me, there's a lot of states right now that are leaning. If you just go with the leans, Bernie's going to pick up a lot of delegates tomorrow. But so is Joe Biden. And he might not get the jewel in the crown that's California tomorrow. But right now, he's walloping Bernie in North Carolina, in Virginia, in Alabama, in Arkansas, in Tennessee. Those five Southern. What did I tell you for the last 4 years? You can't go and just write off states. And I understand it's you want California, you want Texas. And I said this last week. If he wins California and Texas convincingly, it's going to be very hard to knock Bernie off the top. But if he doesn't win Texas, if he comes in second in Texas, and he trails, and North Carolina is not a small population state, nor is Virginia, nor is Tennessee. Alabama, Arkansas, not exactly the most populous places, but you're starting to look at numbers which don't really look good for Bernie if he doesn't keep these races close. And then there's the, 4'8", planetoid observation, orbiting this whole thing, and that's Mike Bloomberg. Who do you think Mike Bloomberg is going to give his delegates to? I mean, he says, I'm staying in it till the very end. Sure you are. Yeah, so much for all that money. But where is Bloomberg going to put his delegates? If he wins a bunch tomorrow, you might as well just consider those Biden delegates. And if you start putting together, and like I said, I want to encourage people to go over to 538 because these guys are really good with the numbers. And do their, pick your own Super Tuesday winners and see how the thing falls down. You have to understand, there is not going to be a candidate anointed tomorrow. There's not going to be a candidate anointed next Tuesday when we have another series of major states go. And right now, Bernie Sanders has got to figure out a way to make sure that if he does lose, he keeps that race really close. Because that's how he preserves the delegate lead. And when you already know that Mike Bloomberg's delegates are likely going to go right over to Biden, it becomes the math starts becoming troubled. That's not people stealing it from you. And don't you dare come at me and like, they're stealing it again. Those were the rules. That was the game you're playing. You got into it. And if you didn't understand that, you shouldn't have done it twice. Do not look at me about they're stealing it. No, he has got to keep these races close. And getting walloped in South Carolina doesn't help him. Now, granted, that was a little bit larger field. But he needs to do more. He needs to do more in regards to getting out there and getting into these especially the southeastern states. I mean, it's almost playing out exactly like what happened in 2016 where he just got walloped so badly in those states that it just, you know, that was not super delegates. Those, if you run the numbers, I ran the numbers over and over and over and over and over again. I ran those numbers, and that was the difference. He got walloped in some states, and that offset any wins he had. And and right now, he can't take too many wallopings because Biden is not just right behind him. Biden is starting to get neck and neck with him. And like I said, go do the numbers yourself. That's not being cheated. That's the game you decided to play. That is the game you decided to play. Now, anyone else, just listen to me. Did you hear the real gushing Biden interview I did earlier? Dear God, I was spooning with that dude, okay? It wasn't exactly, you know, hard-charging, you know, journalism in that thing, okay? I'm just going to, as my defense, 952-946-6205. Let's take a break here. 952-946-6205. Jimmy, Jennifer, hold on. I'll get your calls here in just a moment. I do want to remind you, Todd Collett sponsoring AM 950 this week. You can too. 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885 is the number to do so. He wants to remind you to vote. Find your polling place at the Secretary of State's page, mnvotes.org. mnvotes.org. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950. The rest of my life.
Hey, everybody, this is Paul Metz inviting you to listen to a great new episode of the Wall of Power Radio Hour this weekend on AM 950. We feature two guys who both played a big part in Minnesota rock and roll. Tom Donahue from The Litter tells stories about playing with The Who and Led Zeppelin and more. And Mike Owens from Blackberry Way, whose studio recorded The Replacements, The Soul Asylum, and more. This Saturday night on AM 950, 6 p.m., the progressive voice of Minnesota.
If you have a painting project, you should consider hiring Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration Company. We've been awarded nationally for craftsmanship, are highly professional, responsive, and fairly priced. If you feel overwhelmed by starting a painting project, we make it easy from start to finish. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. There is a difference. Our professionalism sets us apart. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavic.com to learn more.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950 and the Devil's Advocates invite you to join us for a Super Tuesday Spectacular live election night broadcast at the Park Tavern in St. Louis Park. 7 to 11 p.m., the Devil's Advocates will broadcast their show along with 950 AM's own Matt McNeil and Brett Johnson with real-time results and local analysis. No admission charge. Everyone is welcome. Join us at the Park Tavern, 3401 Louisiana Ave, South St. Louis Park, Minnesota.
Indeed, we are live tomorrow, Super Tuesday. I'm here at 6. We're going to start giving you some of the early results in the 6 o'clock hour. 7 o'clock, we head on out to Park Tavern. Devil's Advocate Radio Show broadcasting live out there. Brett, myself, will be out there as well for a bit of the time. We'll give you all the results on Super Tuesday, give you an idea of where things are going. Make sure you join us at the Park Tavern. It's free. You can come just join us. Have some great food. The menu out there is fantastic. It's the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park. Jimmy is in Badness Heights. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, Matt, how are you doing?
All righty.
I've been active in this politics since the Gene McCarthy, Hubert Humphrey days.
Indeed.
And I'm all set for Bernie tomorrow, of course. But it was one thing, I think you talked to Steve Simon, Steve, you know, Secretary of State about this. Your party selection is considered private data. Mm-hmm. However, each party, voter's party selection is recorded and shared with shares of each other political party. Any more comments on that or any developments?
All right. No, there's not, because the Republicans are holding it up at this point. Thanks, Jimmy. So what it is that for the primary only, Your name, your address, and your party affiliation will be shared with not just the Democrats and the Republicans, but also the two legalized pot parties as well. Yeah, whether they get through them, I don't know, man. God, like so many words. Whatever. Oh, maybe a burrito would be great. Never mind. Needless to say, that does get shared. There's a lot of – Archbishop Hebda actually told the priest, we don't want Republicans using this stuff as weapons against, people. And that's it seems to be the Republicans' main goal is right now is to basically, they want to get this information. Well, by the way, Republicans voting Democrats, you're number one in my book. All right, there you go. If you're watching the show, I just flipped everyone off. My bad. No, not just everyone. Just Jennifer Carnahan, Kurt Dowd, Gazelka, and the rest of the clown car that's the Republican Party of Minnesota. Democrat! Woo-hoo! Anyway, but that is the deal. And we got, Steve Simon has a bill to get it fixed. Democrats, I think, have actually acted on it out of the House. And all of a sudden, the Republicans are like, well, can we get a tax break for a billionaire to get this passed? Or something like that. I don't know what their whole deal is. But that's where you're at. And it's wrong. Jennifer is in Stillwater. Thanks for holding, Jennifer. Welcome on in.
Hi, Matt. Thank you.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that our Democratic nominee has got to beat Trump.
Oh, absolutely.
So who beats Trump in the general election? Who wins the Electoral College, right? I would say that's Bernie. Because even though you are totally correct that Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and those people who have generally the same policies – win the South, they win the Confederacy, they win the deep red states, you are right, and you need those delegates, you're right. But none of that matters if we can't beat Trump.
Well,
so
and
we
Jennifer, I wanted to make sure you understand. Fox News just had a poll out. Fox News, where pretty much every major Democratic candidate beats. This idea that the only candidate that can beat Trump is Bernie doesn't get matched by the poll numbers, which we are seeing pretty much from every poll right now, which says the Democrats, pretty much all the major candidates, including Elizabeth Warren, including Michael Bloomberg even, are would win in a head-to-head with Trump. So the idea that there's only one candidate that can do that, that's not necessarily true. Here's the problem that I have. I understand – and by the way, the Confederacy died when we beat those traitorous bastards back in 1865. Well, that did. Those states still exist, and they're part of the United States. And that's the reality. I'm at 538 right now. I did what I just was doing. I gave Bernie – here's what I gave Bernie. I just went with the leaders in the state, okay? Bernie takes California, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Colorado, Utah, Maine, and Vermont. Biden is technically leading in Texas, North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. All right? I just did those numbers, okay? If you go by what the polling averages say, Biden's going to have more delegates after this tomorrow than Bernie is. And that doesn't factor in the 438 delegates that Bloomberg would have under those current polling numbers, which would go on top of Biden's numbers when Bloomberg eventually realizes he has better use of his money. And that doesn't include the Klobuchar numbers. And I don't think it necessarily includes the Buttigieg numbers at this point. It's not personal. It's math. It'll be very interesting. We're back here tomorrow, a big Super Tuesday show. Make sure you're here with us. Till then, see ya.